the business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
And welcome back to the Business News Hour. With us in studio is Sam Creamer of the Creamer Law Firm. We're going to be talking about something I think is going to be very important for you to listen to. And it's entitled, The Five Most Important Things You Can Do to Avoid Legal Troubles. Sam, welcome to the Business News Hour.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
All right. Well, we missed you last month, by the way. You've been AOL, but you're now live in studio, and we're doing a really unique thing today. We're doing also a new video performance at the same time. So this should be fun to do.
It'll be great fun for both of us.
All right, sir. Let's get into this. So are there really five things that...
There may be five, there may be seven, there may be 132. But I've been practicing law for about 35 years now, and I'm also a CPA. And I've had clients that are very large and very small. And I've had clients that have had no legal troubles. I've had clients that have made a mess for themselves.
Mm.
So what I'd like to talk about today are five things that people can do that could make the problems less, or that could avoid the problems altogether.
Mitigating the exposure, perhaps.
Mitigating the exposure.
All right. What do we got?
Well, I'm not going to do these in any particular order, okay, but I would argue that perhaps the first thing to consider is communication is key.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, that communication should have certain elements to it. If you've got some kind of time frames that you're working for, you have to deliver something on a certain date, or that a certain project's going to be accomplished by a certain date, time frames need to be established. Second, you need to establish what's going to be done when. Are you going to have the road finished on November 30th? Are you going to have the project delivered and the report signed by January 1st. So those types of time frames are very important. And from time to time, things change.
Sure.
And when things change, what we have found is that people want to know what the change is and why it's been occasioned.
So don't hold that back.
Don't hold that back. As soon as you recognize that there's an issue relative to a time frame, address it. Call the other party and say, here is what's happened. Here's what's going on. It is our finding that you'll have a lot less of legal exposure if you've been forthcoming with what needs to be done when.
Got it.
But most important on communication is, to the extent possible, get it in writing.
How many times have you told us that, Sam?
I will tell it over and over and over again, because it is so critically important. Now, the writing could be a full-blown contract if it's some type of particular difficult thing, something that's of great importance. The writing could be a purchase order. The writing could be as simple as a series of confirming emails. But the more that you have in writing, the more the party's expectations are going to be memorialized. As the party's expectations are memorialized, that avoids a significant amount of legal problems.
All right, there you go. Communication, as in almost everything that has anything to do with business, is important. All right.
Another thing that we would say is very important is to pick your battles. When something goes wrong in a project, or something goes wrong during the course of an engagement, our recommendation is own it. Say, you know, our staff couldn't produce. Say that the shipper didn't ship. Say you didn't accomplish what was necessary. Own it. It is our finding that the other party recognizes that things happen.
And shouldn't you mean it at the same time?
You should mean it. And you should not really have to say it. I'm not urging people
right
to not meet deadlines or expectations.
Right. But, I mean, if there's an error in something, own it, and then be sincere, I think, in that apology.
It is far easier to say the words, I'm sorry, than to hear the words, you have just been served.
Ouch. Yeah.
Also, Michael, when something happens, it happens. And something that sometimes occurs is people try to cover that up. They try to gloss it over. They try to say something. The cover-up is almost always worse than the problem. And if there's a problem, admit it, but covering it up can almost invariably, it leads to not only legal problems, it leads to trust problems. And ultimately, a business relationship is based on trust at some level. Get it in writing, but trust is always a element of every business transaction.
We're with Sam Creamer, ladies and gentlemen, the five most important things you can do to avoid legal problems. What else you got, sir?
I would say that although these items are common sense, it's shocking how uncommon common sense actually is. And the third item we would say is, don't take legal advice from someone who's not a lawyer.
No.
Truly. Now, there's this lawyer in the box stuff, and there's this, you know, online, and everybody knows somebody that did it this way or that way. But just because Charlie did it a particular way does not mean it's the right way. And if you are undertaking to do your own legal work, well,
no.
Anyone who represents themselves has a fool for a client. So the point is that you've got to look at what it is you do, and focus on that, on the voodoo you do. If you need the services of a lawyer, get the services of a lawyer. If you can do it yourself, do it yourself. But to the extent it's a legal matter and you want to avoid legal problems, involve your legal counsel.
Got it. Just do what you do.
Do the voodoo you do.
Got it.
The fourth item that I'd like to bring to attention today is what you say you do, you ought to do. Now, I know, again, that sounds like common sense, but I'm particularly referring to things like employee handbooks. With an employee handbook, you've got certain types of procedures and policies, but oftentimes in business, those get ignored, those get put on the shelf, right up until there's a problem. And I'll tell you, the problem really occurs when you have to discharge somebody.
Mm.
And all of a sudden you look back and you realize, well, there hasn't been the warnings that you said you would give them. There hasn't been the policy enforced as to absences or sick leave.
In other words, you're not doing what your written policy says you're going to do.
Do what you say you do.
Yeah.
Now, it's also, of course, important when you're dealing with another party to actually produce, do, or perform in accordance with the expectations. Again, hopefully those expectations are memorialized in some type of contract. But to the extent you do what you say you're going to do, it will absolutely minimize your legal exposure on matters.
What about proof of performance? How should you be able to prove that you're doing what you said you were going to do?
I think that that's very important, and that could be some type of receipt. That could be some type of acknowledgement. And quite honestly, it could be something as simple as an email. But it's one of those things where if you can confirm and get the other party to confirm that what was required has been provided, again, that will minimize your legal exposure.
We're talking about five most important things you can do to avoid legal problems with Sam Creamer of the Creamer Law Firm. All right, we've covered four.
Arguably, the last, in my opinion, is the most important, and arguably, it's the easiest and the hardest of all of these items.
Which is?
Don't be a jerk. First of all, people don't sue people they like working with.
There you go.
Okay. And whether that's, you know, the way you conduct yourself, whether that's your staff, whether that's just don't be a jerk. There's an apocryphal story about, actually, it was a law student who went to
Very good. Yeah, you're right.
Who went to a professor. And as it so happened, that particular law student had been overserved. And he went to the professor and he said, "Professor," he says, "I want you to teach me all the law while I stand on one foot." And the professor looked down at him. He said, "Son," he said, "that which is hateful unto yourself, do not do to others."
Mm.
He didn't say do unto others as you would have them do. He said that which is hateful unto you, which you don't like, don't do to others. Michael, if our listeners don't get any of the messages of this interview, I'd like to leave them with that formation of the golden rule. That which is hateful to yourself, don't do to others. And if they can follow that simple maxim, they will avoid 90 to 100% of all the legal problems that will confront them in their business.
Got it. Sam Creamer from the Creamer Law Firm talking about five most important things that you can do to help keep you out of legal issues. You touched on something, Sam, just a moment ago that I want to expand on just a moment, if I can, if you've got the time.
Certainly.
I was listening to a national broadcast today, and they were talking about how robots or how automation is eating into many of the services, one of those services being legal work. And they said, well, you know, if it's things that can be done by rote almost, a computer can do it. In other words, they were talking about, I think at that time, real estate transaction documents and maybe even wills. I take a different tack to that. I think that the relationship that you have with a real human being is more important than what you have with a computer.
Relationships are important. And in legal matters, one size generally does not fit all. It is certainly true that even in our practice, we utilize some base forms. But the law is not a commodity. It is not something that one size fits all. It's something that needs to be tailored. And quite frankly, if you have a problem with a document, what are you going to do? Sue the box? You're going to sue the internet? If you have somebody that's looking out for your best interests, more likely than not, you're going to get a better product. But it is true that there are some things which can be done with computers, and certainly we utilize computers in our practice, and we utilize forms in our practice. But there is nothing that can replace the advice of a qualified, experienced lawyer. There's sort of an old joke, and it's sort of an old joke because it's old. And it is that you want a young doctor because they're absolutely in touch with the latest technologies and latest treatments.
Sure.
But you want an old lawyer because they have seen so many different kinds of things and they have experienced so many different kinds of things. And if you're an old lawyer, you've learned a lot of law. So I would tell you, yes, it's true that some things can be handled on a commodity basis. But if you really want it done right, you ought to go to a qualified, experienced lawyer. And Michael, if you don't have the time to get it done right, when are you going to have the time to do it over?
Good point. Thank you. Sam Creamer, ladies and gentlemen, from the Creamer Law Firm. We've been talking about the five most important things you can do to avoid legal problems. Wow. I like the first one, communication. You know, that's kind of our bailiwick. That's what we do, and it is so important. And if misjudging or misrepresenting or mishearing something can be tragic to business.
It turns out that in almost every business lawsuit, miscommunication is a woman that appears in every lawsuit in one form or another. And I would urge our listeners to communicate clearly, because if it's important enough to say and it's important enough to do, it's important enough to be properly communicated.
Thank you, Sam. Sam Creamer from the Creamer Law Firm, thanks for doing this. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we've got to cluck out of here to this mode and go to the Wall Street mode to find out what happened today on Wall Street. The markets go up, down, in the middle. We were looking at them earlier, and I can tell you they were just kind of stalled out most of the day. That report comes up next on the Business News Hour.